T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Escapes one, moves in on a 2-on-1. Couturier, scores! Sean Couturier! And the Flyers win it in overtime with 3.4 seconds to go!
Tonight we needed to defend harder. We didn't have numbers back, and we should have had numbers back.
Well, I think we've closed out a fair amount of them, but some we haven't. You know, we're obviously disappointed tonight. We didn't close it out. We had a pretty good chance to do it, and we didn't get it done.
All right, Chris, question to start today's show.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Hall & Oates, a good enough band, and Doc Emrick, a good enough play-by-play guy, to make that Sean Couturier goal call sound tolerable?
Like, am I ignoring the fact that Couturier scored a little twist-of-the-knife goal off of a horrible pinch by Crosby?
Yeah, well, you hear that.
Because...
But when you hear Hall & Oates, are you still bopping around a little bit over there?
Here, let me tell you exactly. Mm-mm. Let me tell you what's what. First of all, that was What's on Tap, brought to you by Fatheads 15 Packs, now available in Sunshine, Daydream, and Bumbleberry. And I'll
Pierre
tell you
McGuire this. At 4, who called that game last night.
Correct.
And a Rams insider at 3.
To talk about the new Baron, the royalty in town. Yes, Mark Baron. While you played that highlight, I sat there and went, "You're out of touch." You know, I went and
saw
them.
Do guys our age like Hall & Oates?
I went and saw them at Stage AE last time they were here. And I got in big trouble in this building for it.
Why?
I tweeted out during the show.
And I'm going to Hall & Oates?
Well, no. While they were, like, getting ready to play or whatever,
Which one's Oates?
Oates is the shorter, dark-haired
mustachioed
one. Daryl Hall is considered, like, usually the better of the two.
Hall is Jordan. And Oates
is Pippen, but Oates has a very devoted following.
Hall is Crosby, and Oates is Malkin.
Correct, but Oates has a lot of people who say Hall can't be Hall without Oates, right?
Okay.
So I'm at the show at Stage AE enjoying the hell out of it because they just played all the hits, of course. And they, you know,
of which there are many.
Yeah, it's a well-oiled.
Man-eater.
Out of Touch, Private Eyes, the whole Sarah Smile. They threw that one out there.
You make my dreams come true.
There's a ton.
Greg,
Rich,
do you
Rich
like these
Girl.
Songs?
They threw down Rich no. Girl. She's Gone, which is I've come to appreciate more. Anyway.
Put out a Twitter poll on 93.7 The Fan. Do guys in their 30s like Hall & Oates?
I'll put it out there, Craig. You want to just retweet it? It'll look better coming from me. So I tweeted out when I'm at the Hall & Oates show a couple years ago at Stage EA. I said, average age at the Hall & Oates show, retirement. Okay. But I was enjoying the hell out of the show. I loved it. It was fun.
I'm disappointed I didn't attend that show.
I've got to tell you this. A gentleman, should I name him, in this building who still works here, who I like very much, I have very cordial interactions with, works
Ron
over
Cook?
At 1020. No, 1020, in that newsroom. I won't say who.
Marty Griffin?
Excoriates me on Twitter by saying, pump the brakes on the ageism here, pal, and was genuinely fried about it. I came in the next day and I said to this person, hey, I meant no disrespect. I was having a blast. He said, just cool it with that stuff. So I got ripped for pointing out that even though I, a 31-year-old at the time, was enjoying the hell out of Hall & Oates, most of the people there were twice my age. Man, if you can't get down with Hall & Oates just from the basic songwriting ability, I got no time for
you. Daryl's Garage. First text of the show comes in. Hey, Pony, thanks for coming back, you D-bag.
We still got it.
A Flyers game-winning goal and Hall & Oates.
Well, you know what? Did you
you know they're from Philly?
I was just going to say, did you play that?
No,
by design?
That was Craig who played that.
And that's
totally random.
And that's a random fire.
Yeah, I'm not rubbing in the fact that that was not planned.
I don't think we have the capability unless
Craig
plays it off YouTube.
We just like Hall & Oates, so we have their library of songs in our
We have a lot
archive.
Of the songs in the catalog. When they played the show at Stage AE, they do a little bit of storytelling, and Daryl Hall told the story. He said, now we're going to play the one that took us from Philadelphia to the world.
And
they played, he was just telling the story of Hall & Oates, and he played She's Gone. And I did not realize that was the song.
Hall & Oates.
I did not realize that She's Gone was the song that blew them up and made them huge. But they are from Philly, yes. Man, if you can't get down and watch Daryl's Garage and enjoy like
Craig
the musicians coming out.
Use.
Well, you are the guy on this show though, Craig, that we use as like the opinion of the unwashed masses here, because you revel in the fact that you represent the unwashed masses. You don't. What is your favorite band? Do you even have one?
No, not really.
You don't have. Your favorite artist would be Natural Sound from the Sportsbook. It would just be what, like background noise.
Yes.
It would just be.
It would be intermittent cheering. It would be intermittent cheering as a directional Texas
that
campus.
That sounder Andrew put together for my picks. What's in the background of that is my favorite. Whoever made that.
What's the poll question we want? Is it age appropriate or is it?
Why don't you just put in, does Pittsburgh like Hall & Oates?
Okay.
The people who follow you on Twitter, though, are going to love Hall & Oates.
What is that supposed to mean?
I think Malzi has a certain
you
type of
follow.
You
think he
trends old? Oh, now you're in the soup here, pal. Explain
is this the ageism
me.
Thing
This is
now?
The sounder.
It's time for Craig's Covers.
Yes, this stuff.
So wait, your favorite song would probably be Dire Straits.
I could drive home
whatever,
listening to that.
Or, would be Pink Floyd, I'm sorry. Money! It's a, you know, you would like that because it's all the cash registers.
Yes.
If Craig could get a CD of just Natural Sound from a casino, it would relax him and put him to sleep the same way, like, some people fall asleep to that, like, running water.
Yeah, Lennox, we have the white noise machine for him. Craig's would be, like, parlays being hit, guys screaming at three-pointers in otherwise meaningless games, 11 points covered.
Can I give you an observation from last night's hockey game, which I watched from a Charlotte Airbnb?
Yeah, I want to hear this. Well, you're an Airbnb guy. You're one of those people Craig's referring
to, too. I didn't want just a hotel room for a week in Charlotte. I needed more
space. Was it a nice Airbnb?
Nice interior, not a great neighborhood. And you can't really get a sense of the neighborhood when you book the Airbnb.
Yeah, but I think that's you're all right there. I think you're good.
There were feral cats like fighting each other while I was trying to go to bed last night. And it was
feral cats.
Like wild
no,
cats.
No, I get it. There were actually feral cats.
In heat, and then you'd hear them cry and meow, and then there would just be a just a complete cat melee would break out.
You know what we hear?
Which is not what you want to fall asleep
yeah,
to. That
I was
is
gonna
not
say,
the casino soundtrack.
That's not the soothing sounds of money being made.
Can I give you the observation from last night?
I do. I want to hear it.
My observation from last night is that was Stadium Series deja vu, right down from the jerseys they were wearing to the way the game unfolded. 6-on-5 goal to force overtime. You're deflated. And then, oh, nice, 3-on-3. I love this. And they still lose.
It was different in one appreciable way, though. I'll say this right now. That was Sidney Crosby's loss yesterday.
Yeah, not Murray's.
Stadium Series was Murray's. Somebody turned off the controller for Crosby twice, or somebody took over the controller twice, and he made two just horrific plays to lose them that game and lose a point for them.
Now my wife texts me and says, no, those cats were having sex with each other. Is that something you can tell just from...
Your wife wasn't there, though, right? So how does
she know?
Do
cats fighting and cats mating sound
the same
way?
I mean, it's... That's
strange.
Like, that sounds like the people who say love hurts just a little if you're doing it right or something like that.
So that the game unfolded a lot like the Stadium Series, and I'm happy that you just threw in that detail because that is a key distinction between the two. I thought to myself, this was such a crappy weekend for them. And it was just interesting from afar to watch people after the Washington win, like, here they come. Then they shut out Buffalo and, like, here they go. They're round in form. They're peaking at the right time. And then they had one of those Jim Rutherford games on Saturday that he talked about before the trade deadline where he's like, yeah, we probably have thrown away, like, 5 to 7 games. And it's like, pfft. You know, we're not really...
We play a 75-game schedule because 7 of these games are going to be losses where my team cannot be bothered
to
care.
Yeah, we just crushed Buffalo 2 nights ago. 1 o'clock on St. Patrick's Day, we're just going to kind of mail this in. And the shot disparity at the end, if you just pick up the box score, will make it look like they really played decently, but they didn't. And I watched that on NHL Network, by the way, too. Nice perk of being down there was that somehow both of these games got picked up nationally.
A little different perspective. Okay. Well, you know what my big takeaway was? Yesterday, they know they've got to put a chance to put Philly in the body bag, basically. You beat them, especially if you beat them in regulation, they're done.
Yep.
And all of those guys, to a man, I don't even think they hide it, want to beat Philly. They like beating Philly. So what got me was that was a playoff intensity game, a desperate opponent. You definitely want the 2 points in your own right. You don't have Malkin. You've played because of a challenge that was correct, the rare double challenge. You're scoreless, then you get a goal. You're hanging on to the lead. Your goalie's playing great. What got me, weirdly, was just that your best player, who's been on a tear virtually all season, mm-hmm. just made two uncharacteristically horrible plays yeah. to cost you.
I want to talk to Pierre McGuire about that.
It was
he
weird.
He was down there to just get his read on what happened. He's going to come on at 4. And also, like, if you don't watch the Penguins play and you just, like, pull up their stats, which is what sometimes I'll do if, like, the Penguins will play a couple of Western Conference teams this week, Nashville, Dallas. I'll just pull up their hockey reference or ESPN page and just kind of refresh myself. All right, here's their leading scorers. Here's what they're good at. Here's what they're bad at. If you just did that with the Penguins peripherally, just kind of got bare bones, what are they? Nuts and bolts of this team. Oh, great power play, right? Because their power play percentage tells you that they're good. But would anybody tell you right now, when that unit goes over the boards, 5-on-4, like, best case scenario is they don't do something to screw the game up, no?
Mike Sullivan would say best case scenario is they score a goal. Second best case scenario is they don't allow a goal. And that's... And you know what? The fact of the matter is,
this power play thing is such a conundrum, and I think
Letang
has a lot to do with it too.
Well, I think with Schultz being on it and Letang being out, it should be more buttoned up and better, and it's not. Because I think Schultz is the best power play kind of marshal that they have, but Kessel runs it from his spot, and whoops, not great.
Steelers sign a safety, a linebacker. What is this guy? We're going to find out at 3 o'clock. Your take on a poor Penguins weekend that ends with the worst kind of loss, a blown lead, and kind of a game you just barf away to the Flyers of all teams. 412-928-9370. You can mix in your Hall & Oates takes if you'd like.
And we've got them. 412-928-9370.
That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. It's the PM team. Part of me thinks that the Penguins are very lucky, which that might sound like an odd way of describing them when one of their best players is week to week, and Letang is day to day, but he hasn't played since the Stadium Series game, and he's back taking contact in practice, which sounds like it's promising, but I don't know. I'm always on pins and needles with that guy, you know? Just because of his injury history. He's been so great this year, and I just keep my fingers crossed that...
Well, I have a very specific thought about him.
Plus, hockey is so... They're so dishonest with the way they report injuries that you don't really know what to believe and what...
Well, they're dishonest for at least a reason, and that's because they know that in such an honorable sport, players will far more, I think, than in other sports, if they know what a specific injury is, try to exploit it in ugly fashion.
Yeah.
If they know specifically what is bothering Letang, people will go after it. The thing about him that gets me, and I don't know if you say they're lucky.
Well, can I tell you why? I'll just finish that thought.
I was going to say, yeah, finish that because I disagree with you right now.
Let me make sure I say this right. Haven't worked. Well, actually, I was on the air yesterday. They're in the right sport with the wrong playoff format. So if this were football or baseball, the other two professional sports leagues we care about here, mm-hmm. they're either out or they're right on the bleeping edge. And when you're coming down the home stretch and you lose two games like that,
killer.
Like, we have full phone lines of people, fans who are, like, adversarial and are, if this doesn't change, if they don't make the playoffs, this person needs to get fired, this guy can't come back. So they have that going for them. They're in the right sport where the regular season starts before Halloween and ends after baseball's opening day, and almost the entire sport makes the playoffs, more than half the teams. And then, and this could have hurt them a couple of years ago, but it didn't. They won the Stanley Cup. The divisional format. They're in the right division. They're not going to, you know, unless they really collapse here, they're not going to have a first-round playoff matchup that spooks or scares people. So that's why a game like last night, you go on Twitter,
wait a minute,
as soon
hold
as that
on.
Goal
I
goes
disagree.
In.
Hold on. I disagree with that second point vehemently. Right now, the Islanders are technically tied. They're tied for first. I want to see the Islanders if I'm the Penguins in round one.
Yeah, me too.
If you see Washington in round one, that's a matchup I think they could win, but I don't think that's a matchup I'm okay with.
Yeah, but there's no fear factor there.
There's no fear factor, but it's the kind of series that could hurt you if you win it and come out of it worse for wear.
No doubt, but Chris, it's not the type of playoff series that fans here are like rooting and trying and hoping to avoid.
No, they're courting it, but be careful what you wish for. People courted it last year, and they got beat.
I'll listen to that, but
they're lucky for one reason, because Montreal has faded, and they're 7 points up, and in 7 points up in a three-point sport like hockey, it's virtually impossible to lose that ground in this span of time. I don't love the fact that Malkin is out week to week now, because I worry about both he and Letang reintegrating into a team that has until recently been okay, 6 of 7 until this weekend, without them. I don't love that. And if I'm a Penguins fan, I don't know. I don't love the idea that in a game where they knew the stakes, they knew what they could do to Philly, they knew Philly was desperate, they played 59 minutes that were good enough to get a 1-0 win, and then just crapped at the end of it. That's not a good sign when that's a playoff-style hockey game and suddenly there is just an unbelievable lack of attention to detail abruptly. And at the end of that game, with 6 minutes to go, they take an inexcusably bad too-many-men-on-the-ice penalty that has Sullivan dropping F-bombs on TV where you can read his lips perfectly. That's careless hockey.
Well, that's what I mean. If they were in danger of missing the playoffs, if this were a sport where only 5 teams or 6 teams made it and they lost like that, people would be going bananas here. But it's the NHL. Follow us on Twitter, at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. The Steelers sign a guy who's a linebacker, or is he a safety? Is he good or does he stink? Why did he get cut? We're going to talk to somebody who's going to tell us about Mark Barron at 3 o'clock. Coming up next, Craig Riley has 3 NCAA tournament locks. He has hit on 79% of his college basketball wagers this year.
Stone cold lead pipe lock of the century. Out a week.
It's the PM team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.